wanted.
The fat dog's dead.
I'd like to welcome people to Albert Square. Every weekend in Manchester there has been an anti-war march. Manchester has seen an unprecedented amount of protests over the last few weeks. People might have seen that yesterday in London 200,000 people marched as part of a global day of action. Many more people marched in countries and cities around the world. Can we know what this war has really been about? Our news and newspapers have been full of pictures of the looting in Baghdad. But the real looting is yet to start. The looting of Iraq's resources, its oil wealth, to be privatised, parcelled up and handed to American companies. This is what the real issue of this war has been about. It's not been about weapons of mass destruction. If there were weapons of mass destruction, you'd have thought they'd use them when a country was invading. It's all been about America reshaping the world in its interests for its multinational companies to go pillaging, exploiting around the world to make the world safer for Nike, for McDonald's, to Starbucks, so they can rake in the profits and people in the third world can go to hell. Or if people in other parts of the world elect governments that the Americans don't like, and look what's happening in Venezuela. But many millions of people around the world have actually seen through these lies. Many of us who have protested and demonstrated the last few months can hold our heads up high in terms of what we stood for and the moral ground on which we stand on. But already in a matter of a few days, America has issued threats to Syria. They now have troops, 100,000 between Syria and Iran. So where next for America? This has been nothing more than a naked ambition for America to reshape the world in its interest. And our government has gone along with that. The new Labour government has gone along with one of the most right-wing administrations ever elected in America. I qualified that, almost elected. So today it's a question of galvanising our forces and organising for where we go next. Because I think we need to bring in more and more people into protesting, because if the American military can get away with this, no one else is safe. But there are two superpowers in the world today, and I would put it clearly. One side American military, the other side the people of this world. The people have marched in their millions and will continue to do that. So people can hold their heads up high and actually stand and show that they stand together with people of every race and creed around this world. We truly are an international movement. But that said, let's redouble our efforts. Involve yourselves in local Stop the War groups. Involve in your trade unions and in the schools. I think that's where the power lies to actually change things. What we're going to have now is a few speeches from people from the crowd and anyone else who wants to come up and say something. But I can ask